In May 2025, the government, through the Minister of Education and Sports, issued guidelines for safe conduct of co-curricular activities in schools, including school trips. The guidelines were sent to all local governments, head teachers, and all board members of the different schools. This followed the ministry observing with concern the growing exposure of learners to inappropriate, exploitative and unsafe co-curricular activities. According to the guidelines, in relation to school trips and tours, the school is supposed to specify the kind of trip or tour acceptable and approved by the government bodies, ensure that all trips are aligned with the education objectives of the school, and consider the financial implications for learners and their families. For nursery and kindergarten learners, these are not permitted to undertake school trips and tours, and that the ministry shall provide strict controls on the study tours to prevent financial exploitation to parents. Now, the Permanent Secretary, Minister of Education and Sports, Dr. Kendris Tuliajinda, says although some trips are educational, she warned that not every subject should need a trip, and that whatever is to be taught should be within the syllabus.
The guidelines don't have amounts of money for charges, but they guide how processes should be done. So we don't need money for charges. Out of three trips don't need any money. If they are trips for learning, which we think they should do, it's a lot of learning opportunity in the environment of every school. So where people have to charge for longer trips, that one has to be agreed in a PTA general meeting, and then the parents would support after they have agreed themselves that they want to have that children go to that trip.